Once again, as a reminder to media members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions into them as quickly as we can. Now, welcome to the call, the head coach at the University of Rhode Island, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Another hard-fought game for you guys on Saturday. Come up a little short, 28-21 to Maine, and certainly a back-and-forth game. Give me your breakdown of that game.
It was a great football game. You know, it was old-school grass, mud, rain, you know, wind. It was pretty interesting circumstances, but I thought, as you just mentioned, a good back-and-forth competition. You know, there was, you know, scores and answers, and at the end of the day, you know, Maine made a few more plays than we were able to, and they took the game. You know, hard fought, yeah, effort was there, all that good stuff. There was some very bright spots in terms, particularly how we threw the football. But, you know, there were some plays left on the field that, you know, could have, you know, really turned the outcome of that game. You know, we're you know, interceptions, you know, ended up not being, you know, they weren't awful interceptions. You know, there's good interceptions and bad interceptions. A lot of these were, you know, tightly thrown balls, and some guys made some plays or some tips, and then, you know, miraculous, you know, we got a pass knocked down late in the game, and they returned it for a touchdown, which was really a backbreaker. And then, you know, but it was a good football game, and we can learn from it and continue to get better, but still smarting from not being able to finish it off at our home stadium.
Let's start on the offensive side, because you guys have 430 yards of offense and 347 through the air. Jordan Vassano, your freshman, throws it 47 times, completes 20 of them. Was it the game plan going in to throw the ball that much, or was it what Maine did to kind of force you to do that?
Well, it's gone a little bit where, you know, we've kind of not stumbled on. I mean, we've had plans to open up the pass and attack as Jordan becomes more comfortable. So we had some good schematic structures that were, you know, not just straight pass plays, but run pass option type concepts that, you know, were taking advantage of what they were doing to us defensively, and we got a lot of hay out of that. But, you know, it was more of a reaction that, you know, we knew that the run game wasn't going particularly well. We had a couple of, you know, a couple of little pops here and there. But throwing was our best opportunity. Felt we had good matchups, and obviously we came down with, you know, a number of big plays. You know, and the numbers 20 or 47, not exactly where you want. But Sam, you look at probably, you know, 6 or 7 opportunities to catch balls that we were unable to bring in that would have been a huge difference in the football game. But you know, it was all part of the plan, and it will continue to be part of the plan as we go forward.
You touched on how bad the weather was, and then you had some weird plays with the tips. When you've gone back and looked at Jordan's performance, being able to throw a couple of touchdowns and the big plays that he did, were you pleased with what he did, and does he continue to progress the way you'd like?
Yeah, I think all of the above. You know, I think that, you know, it was really just an odd game. I mean, the floodgates opened up early, you know, when we took the field, when we started the football game, but the rain really was not a real effect, not a huge effect. I mean, it was a sloppy surface, in which case there was some slipping and sliding, but at the same time, you know, the rain wasn't, overwhelming factor at times. You know, some muddy balls, tough to throw, but, you know, Jordan did a really nice job handling all those situations, delivered some really good shots. Our receivers went out and made some good catches, and like I said, we probably would like to think if we had been able to bring all the ones down that are, you know, within the framework of the body and on hands, you know, you're probably looking at a day that's fairly special, you know, at, you know, 27, 28 for 40 type completion day, and 40, you know, been a better opportunity. I think we probably left a couple touchdowns out there with, you know, small changes, but that's the way the game goes, and Maine was able to withstand whatever we did, and they came up with a big play on their own rights with a deep ball late, and we kind of, you know, took the lead, and we were unable to get it back and had a chance. I mean, shoot, if the ball just falls down on the last attempt, you know, instead of tipping up into another defender's hands, we probably got one more second to try to get it in there and get a tie and go into overtime, but it didn't work out that way.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Leah.
The question comes from the line of Greg Mattia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, as Jordan has played more and more, what have you seen him kind of improve upon and grow as he's seen more action throughout the season?
Well, I think confidence is a critical component to it, and I think his accuracy has improved. He's got a big arm, and he can get the ball downfield to whatever throw we want him to make. You know, accuracy has been something that's been continuing to improve with continued confidence and knowledge of where to go, those kinds of things. So, as you know, as a guy that is a talent like him that's been in the program for a year and now finally having a chance to take over the reins, I think he's progressing as you would hope. You know, now you can start coaching the football 202 things instead of the football 101 things to help him continue to develop as a quarterback, be able to use his eyes a little bit better, be able to not stare down receivers, that kind of thing. But, you know, he's certainly made really nice improvement. And then, you know, in the last drive, when you've got the game on the line, you got to drive it 80 yards. You know, he really stepped up and made some phenomenal throws, which really gives you, you know, really good feeling as we go forward.
This week, coming down to Harrisonburg to play JMU, what do you see that will be a kind of a challenge for him against JMU's defense with the coordinator Bob Trott and kind of what he does with some different looks in the secondary? What's the challenge there for your young quarterback?
Well, I think the challenge is always the same. You know, make good decisions and protect the football and don't turn it over to the other team through the air. But, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, our challenge will be to protect those guys. They've got some very sizable guys up front, and I think probably as good as a defensive line as I've seen in this league. I think that they've got, you know, good skill on all three levels. They play hard and do a nice job schematically. You know, we're just trying to get it all broken down and come up with our final answers in terms of how we want to attack it. But, you know, we're going to have to be able to be balanced, be able to run it, be able to throw it. And, you know, like any place else, you know, we're going to have to come up with some plays to be able to beat them.
And then with their offense, what stands out with their offense from your perspective?
Well, the run game numbers are sick. You know, I mean, they're great. I mean, they run the ball effectively. I think their offensive line is a very solid, well-coached group. You know, the running back's a good player. You know, quarterback's a good operator. You know, and they got some receivers. So, I mean, they've got a really they're deserving of their ranking and deserving, and they're representative of their record. You know, they're a good football team that doesn't seem to beat themselves a whole bunch, and they're a tough out for us. We're gonna have to play extremely well to be able to win the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you,
Jim. Before I let you go, I've touched on sort of in the open, your defense holds Maine to 348 yards, and they were able to score some on defense and a couple of big plays. But overall, how did you feel like your defense played against Maine?
I mean, I think they played awesome. I mean, I think they had a number of, you know, third down and fourth down stops, which was, you know, really cool to see. You know, guys stepping up and real character. You know, character-defining type plays on defense. I think we played extremely hard. I mean, there's really two plays that really crushed us, and that was a 65-yard run early, in which case, you know, we had a chance to get it down on about the 15, and we're unable to do that. And then the big pass late, you know. But I think there's a lot of load on our defense to have to go out and play, you know, perfect, you know, and that's tough, you know. But you know, the one thing that was a great step forward is that we were able to answer scores this week, which was something that has not really happened. We just couldn't answer the final score. But if we're able to eliminate the explosion plays, which we know we have to do to be able to win games, then I think you got a chance to win, you know, win that game by, you know, a touchdown or two.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time today. Safe travels on the trip to Harrisonburg, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.